Thank you, John. It's good to come in any place of listening, wherever you may be. I trust you've got your Bibles out or a pencil on a piece of paper to write down the scripture, maybe as we give them to you. That's our whole heart desire, to come this way to help me and you both. Man, it's not here to rake nobody over coals, nor hurt anybody's feelings, or cut anybody out. It's just here to preach this Bible. I thought about a while ago, listening to the preacher preach, and he said, feed. Well, the Lord asked Peter if he loved him. He told him to feed his lambs, and told him to feed his sheep. And I was thinking about feeding the sheep, and the only thing a sheep feed wants is sheep food, which is the Word of God. We need to love every bit of this Bible from Genesis 1:1 to the last verse of the book of Revelation. We need to fall in love with it. Because it is food for our souls, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It's not to cut us out, it's to show us how to get in. It's to show us why we are cut out or not, and then how to get in. So it's just a blessing to be here. I'm not, like I said, I'm not here to rake nobody over the coals. If I get anybody raked over the coals, I'd have to be the first one to be raked over the coals, because I'm just human like you are, just been saved by the grace of God. Amen. And I'm nothing special. I am by the grace of God. So I trust that you'll turn with us in the Word of God to Matthew chapter number 12. I'd like to announce that this coming week at Mount Moriah Church, if it licks you to community on Lookout Mountain, this is about 2 or 3 miles east of Dogtown. They will be in revival this week. Brother Ernest Lockhart, I believe, if he's able, is going to be joining in. I'd say probably 7 o'clock tonight throughout the week next week, so I want to give that announcement out there. So you'd be much in prayer for the revival if you can't come. But, amen. I'd be much in prayer for God's people everywhere. We're in pitiful shape. Our nation's in pitiful shape. Our home's in pitiful shape. Our personal lives is in pitiful shape. And we just want to really do need a move of God. But I was talking to a man the other night on the telephone, and he said something that really caught my attention. I hadn't thought about it and the manner he put it, but I remember a few years back when this Cruise-O-Matic bunch coming out, one of them just name it and claim it, two of them get together and hold hands and agree, and God will give you a new Cadillac, or agreeing God might give you a big bank account, that Cruise-O-Matic stuff. Amen. I remember whenever that first started coming out, about everybody used to preach against that Cruise-O-Matic stuff. Amen. If God don't give you something, you don't get it. But he made a statement that I want to really hold on to. We've got that name it and claim it bunch. That's what they call them, name it, claim it. We've got that name it and claim it bunch about salvation. Amen. We left off the old time way of repentance. We left off the old time way of seeking God. We left off the old time way of just being born again. We've changed it over to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, name it and claim it. That's exactly what you can call it. Charismatic, Cruise-O-Matic, I call it. Amen. That's exactly what it is. But in Matthew chapter number 12, I believe I have preached on this scripture before, but maybe go at it a different way if the Lord will help us today. We have a thought been on mind for several days. Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 31. And the Bible said, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Now, I've heard it said down through the years, and I never have said it myself, but I've heard it said many a time that you cannot go too far. I don't care how far you've gone, God will save you. But I'm going to tell you that's a false doctrine. You can go too far. Amen. I don't care what no man says. you can go too far. And I'm going to try, with the Lord's help today, to preach on some people that God will not save. There's some people in this world that God will not save. If you've got your Bibles, you turn with us to Romans chapter number 10, and I want to read some. Now, I'm going to tell you where it said all manner of sin shall be forgiven. But you know, when that all manner means all kinds of sin shall be forgiven. But you know what's going to have to happen? That sin, it's going to have to be dealt with on the terms of the gospel. Amen? You ain't going to get away with it. You ain't going to do away with it. You're going to have to come to Christ on the terms of the gospel. So I'd like to preach just for a few minutes on some people that God will not save. Now, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, amen, that the Bible said it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now, you will not ever be saved unless you've got under the preached Word of God. Now, I'm not talking about these, HIV Bibles. I'm talking about the Word of God. Amen. I told my wife, it's getting worse. He might get under my skin more and more. Every newspaper you pick up and every article you pick up, you go, amen, to get a get-well card. And about every preacher you listen to on the radio or anywhere else, about every one of them is reading out of that HIV Bible, and God has not changed His Word one bit. Men's altered the Word of God, and men has changed. It's going to take the old pure, unadulterated Word of God, just like God put it in this blessed old book. And I'm not going to stand here before this microphone and read anything out of this book and tell you that it was misinterpreted, amen, when it was mistranslated, when God had the men to translate this Bible into English language. You got one that will not stand here and tell you that is a mistranslation. Ever have the Holy Ghost have moved upon man and man wrote it, and God moved on the Holy Ghost moved on them and had them to translate the Word of God into English for the English speaking people? Amen. You can stand up if you want to and say, amen, it's a misinterpretation. But I will not stick my finger in the face of God and say, you did not know what you were doing. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, the Bible said it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So therefore, you're going to have to hear the preaching of the Word of God. It's going to take more, thank God, than just hearing a song our grandma stumping her toe. Amen. I heard a young lady one time that said she went to an altar. Amen. Her grandmother was in the hospital sick, about to die. Amen. Said she went down and prayed for her grandma that God would heal her. And God just saved her while she was down there. I'll say hogwash. Amen. God bless your heart. If you ever get saved, are you going to have to get broke over your sin? Are you going to have to realize, amen, the judgment hand of God's hanging over you? Are you going to have to come to Him with a broken heart and a broken and contrite spirit and a spirit of repentance? Amen. The Bible said in faith and repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the only way you'll ever be born again. Amen. He is to repent. That's what John the Baptist come preaching. He come preaching repentance. Amen. And when his head was taken off, Jesus come preaching repentance. Amen. And when he was crucified, Peter come preaching repentance. Paul preached repentance. All the disciples preached repentance. And the Holy Ghost in the book of John, a revelation, had moved upon John,
Ain't God had him to say repent? Amen. You look everywhere you see. The only way you're ever going to be saved is to repent. Now there is a group of people that will not humble themselves down. Amen. And repent before God. And God cannot save a sinner that will not repent before Him. Amen. They is some folk that God cannot save. Amen. Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 13, the Bible said, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Now we like to stop at that verse of Scripture and say all you got to do is say Lord and you've got it. That's that name and claim it bunch. Amen. But let's read on what the Holy Ghost said. How shall then they call upon Him and whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him and whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. It's going to take an old time. A God called man of God has been down behind the woodshed. I feel with the Holy Ghost of God. Have to stand up and not afraid of the world or anybody in it. And preach to our people one more time. Ain't God just going down the Roman road. Amen. This name and claim and stuff. I will never change anybody. But I'm going to tell you that a fashion repentance, coming godly sorrow of your sins and dying to yourself and letting God do a work of grace in your heart will change you. Amen. Bless your heart. Ain't going to take that. And the Bible said, and who else can they call? Amen. How then shall they call upon Him and whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him and whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. That's going to do away with your youth groups. Amen. I don't know. It looks to me like today our youth needs the same thing that grandma and grandpa had. They need to get in the house of God and let the man of God preach to them. Entertaining them ain't doing a thing in the world. But giving a bunch of fun-loving kids that's fixing to bust hell wide open if the Word of God ain't preached and they're born again. There's no hope for them. It's going to take more than car washes. Amen. Ain't God in playing around. It's going to take getting born again from above. And Bible said, and how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. The Bible, people tell me that the gospel is good news. But God bless your heart before the good news will do you any good. You got to hear some bad news. Amen. Bless your heart. Amen. My wife several years back had a heart attack. And the doctor brought the bad news out and said that the bottom part of her heart I was not a working. I so therefore we anointed her. I anointed her. And the church prayed for her. And the doctor run another test on her. And the heart had gone back to work. On Monday morning, doctor come around and said, I don't understand. I said, that heart had gone back to work. Boy, that was good news. Before I got the good news. I got the bad news. And her heart was not a working. Thank God, but the good news was that God tested and he went back to work. So the bad news is you're lost and undone without God if you're living in your sin. But the good news is Jesus Christ is still in the saving business. He's still in the delivering business. He's still making a new creature out of old people. I'm not here to brag on me. Amen. I am what I am by the grace of God. You know where I'd been at if it hadn't been for the grace of God and the goodness of God? I'd be in hell today. But God come back. Amen. Old preacher man preach me. I'm the most dirtiest and vilest and uncleanest thing that ever walked on the face of the earth. I couldn't even stand to see looking my own self in the mirror. Thank God the Holy Ghost of God. I took the Word of God and quickened it to my heart. Amen. Thank God they didn't offer me a new trip. They didn't give me the selling donuts. Amen. They didn't give me the washing cars. Thank God they preached the Word of God. I got under Holy Ghost conviction. They said, come down to the altar and repent, and God will save you. Thank God I got saved without a donut. I got saved without washing a car. I got saved without going on a trip. I got saved without playing ball. I got saved by the grace of God because the Holy Ghost showed me I was lost. We need some men to go back to preaching that today. I've never seen such a mess that we're in today. Amen. It's always something going on, some kind of game, gimmick, or party. What's wrong with preaching the Word of God and leaving it just like it is? I'm going to the house and leaving things alone just like they are. Now the Bible said, and how shall they preach except they be sent? Thank God for the men of God that God sent my way when I was lost. Amen. To preach to me. Amen. That is written. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach how the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Friend, I'm going to tell you that is a people that God will not save. You say, preacher, who is it? It's that crowd that will not darken the doors of the house of God. Thank God, and will not sit under the preached word of God. You'll never be saved unless God calls. Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. It's a working of the Holy Ghost. It ain't naming, claiming. Amen. I bless your heart. It's more simple than naming, claiming. It's the simplest thing you ever done. Just get out of the preached word of God, get guilty, repent. Thank God, believe on the Lord Jesus, repent toward the God the Father, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Amen. But first you've got to get lost. Ain't nobody ever going to get saved till they get lost. You mark that down. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? Now you listen what the Bible said. Thank God, the Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 2, by grace through faith are you saved, and that not of yourself, but it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. But we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So it's by faith. And verse 17 of Romans 10. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can never be be saved. Until you get faith that God's going to judge sin, God's going to bind it hand and foot, God's going to cast it in the lake of fire, you got to have faith in God that He is going to do what He said. Have faith in God. And He said, if you will come with a broken heart and a broken and contrite spirit, He'll in no wise cast you out. Friend, I got news for you. Thanks be unto God. There's a generation that cannot be saved. I see right now it's going to take a while to preach this out. Let's go back to the book of Romans now. This is men's favorite scripture. But if you'll get this down here first, this right here will work. Amen. You know who wrote this book of Romans? Apostle Paul did. Amen. And I've always said if you'll go the Damascus Road, amen, the Roman Road will work. Thank God, first thing, Paul was a religious man. Thank God, he had heard preaching. He had heard been on the day of Pentecost when Peter preached. Amen. He had heard preaching. And bless your heart, his heart was pricked. But when it's on the road to Damascus, there was a light shine from heaven. Amen. The Bible said, and he fell to the ground and said, Lord, thank God, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus. Amen. Whom thou persecutest. Amen. It is hard for you how to kick again the priest. Amen. Paul, how three times in the book of Acts he testified about that light. I shined on the road, and every time had he testified about that light, it got brighter and brighter and brighter every time. You search it out. I bless your heart. Amen. If you'll believe what Paul said, back in the book of Acts, and you'll believe what I just got through reading out of the book of Romans, then this right here will work. Amen. Romans chapter 10. Amen. In verse number 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. They preach, believe on Jesus. Believe that He is a sacrifice. Believe that He shed His blood. I believe that He was crucified on the cross. I believe that He was buried. I believe that He rose the third day and ascended back to heaven for our justification. I believe that He placed His blood on the mercy seat for our sins. Amen. God bless your heart. He's more to believe in than just the name of Jesus. Amen. You've got to believe that He is. And He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. But now let's look. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. You believe what I preach today enough to realize that you're lost and undone without God. How you're destined for judgment. How you're destined to be bound hand and foot and cast into outer darkness. Where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. How this preacher's trying to preach to you. How outside of Christ you're lost. But if you'll come to Him, amen, repent of your sins, I believe on Him. And you know, there's a bunch come to John the Baptist one time. Hey God, he said, you bunch of generation of vipers who have warned you to flee of the wrath of God to come. Amen. He said, hey, ain't nobody even preached to you. What are you coming down here for me to baptize you for? I'm telling you, friend, get out from where you are and find a church somewhere and go out in the woods where an old man of God will get on the stump and preach the word of God. Amen. Let your heart be broke and tore up and then repent and God will save you. Outside of that, there's no hope for you. There's a bunch of folks that can't be saved. Amen. There's a bunch of folks that will not hear the word of God. There's a bunch of folks that when they do hear it, they'll get up and walk out the door and just go right on down the road. Amen. Overwrites. You know, I drank liquor for years and I tried to drown my conviction. But thanks be unto God, you can't drink enough liquor. If God gets on your trail, you had it. But His name for getting on my trail. I bless your heart. He just kept getting closer and closer. Amen. And like I said, I didn't wash no car. I didn't sell no donuts. I didn't go on no youth camp. Amen. I just got under Holy Ghost conviction. I wasn't worried about that kind of stuff. And still ain't worried about it. All I'm worried about today, biggest part of that county of Cherokee County, is dying and going to hell while we're playing games with God. I'm trying to tell you to get up and get to the house of God. Hear the word of God. Let God break your heart. Let God crumble your spirit. Let God show you where you are. Then get to Him and repent and not repeat nothing after me. Amen. Amen. This cruise-o-matic bunch today, name and claim it. We got it going all over our country. Just name it and claim it. Amen. God bless your heart. It's a repent or perish. That's what Jesus said. He said it time and time again. Repent or perish. Whichever one you want to do. He gives you an option. Either repent or perish. Thanks be unto God. So I'm trying to tell you today, there's more in here, amen, that I will not get to, but they play people in this Bible. Amen. I'd like somebody to tell me, show me the scripture where you can't go too far. I'd like somebody to show me that scripture. Amen. If you run up on it, phone me. My name's in the Cherokee County phone book. If you know where that scripture is that you can't go too far, amen, best point it out to me and I'll read it and I'll come back and apologize for it. But I've read this book from Genesis to Revelation more time than one. And I never found that place that you can't go too far. I read in Zechariah, he said, where I have called and you have refused. And now you're going to call and I'm going to refuse you. You can keep rebelling against the word of God. I'll keep kicking against the prick. After a while, God's going to get enough. Amen. He's going to stiffen his heart and head towards you. And he will not hear your prayer. Well, I see our time coming on. We'll turn it back to Brother John at this time. Lord help us. We'll see you next weekend.